Good Tuesday morning. Happy May. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. Playbook scoop this morning. Speaker Paul Ryan and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy are launching a big money fundraising tour for CLF, the main House Republican super PAC. They'll hold events in Illinois, two in D.C., and in New York in May alone. In June, they'll hit up Pennsylvania and Texas. Think of this as a passing of the torch of sorts. Getting McCarthy in front of big money donors is a step in anointing him as the next Republican leader. Mike Schmidt of the New York Times got his hand on a list of questions that Bob Mueller wants Donald Trump to answer. They include questions about his job, as well as personal questions about Trump's past. The Washington Post Bob Costa, Sari Horowitz, and Matt Zapotsky scooped that House conservatives are drawing up impeachment articles against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. They note correctly that this is kind of a sham, but it sends a message about where conservatives in the House are. The president is granting allies an extra month of tariff relief. This is a welcome sign to many, but the EU is not happy and says this is more uncertainty for businesses. The EU wants permanent and blanket tariff relief. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly allegedly called the president an idiot, according to NBC News. Kelly denies this, calling it BS. The Journal is reporting that Kelly is a candidate for VA secretary. It's tough to know who's a candidate for what when everybody reports that everyone's a candidate for everything. Holly Toosey notes a shift in behavior in Foggy Bottom. Mike Pompeo is definitely more chatty than Rex Tillerson was. Pompeo comes from a different world than Rex did. Rex was a corporate executive. Mike Pompeo was a member of Congress in the Capitol, where he had to exist alongside reporters. The president is presenting the Commander-in-Chief trophy to the Army and welcoming the crew and passengers from the Southwest flight that had mechanical difficulties to the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.